This show is designed to give general information related to investing in finance. Neither Aaron Katzman, his guests, nor the radio station are rendering legal, tax, or specific investment advice. If you need such advice, contact a licensed advisor.
Welcome to the Aaron Katzman Show. I'm your host, Aaron Katzman. We speak about your life, your money, and your investments. And as always, we're coming to you from the spiritual and soon-to-be financial capital of the world, Jerusalem, Israel. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please subscribe to both the YouTube channel and to the podcast. So today I'd like to speak about spending money, something that's near and dear to many of our hearts. People say, oh, Katzman, what are you speaking about money? You're spending money. You don't believe in spending money. You don't let your kids spend money. Nobody spends money. You're against spending money. And the fact of the matter is, that's not true. I am all for spending money, but I came across an interesting, I think it's not accurate, but an interesting post from on the Money with Katie blog. And she says the following. It's an interesting question, which she says, but I don't think she's right. She goes, I've been thinking recently about the way mainstream personal finance approaches spending money in a parallel way. Purity finance, if you will. Spending is something you should only enjoy once you're already wealthy. And until then, it's the enemy of financial prudence. Perhaps the most famous personal finance educator in the world, Dave Ramsey, is quoted saying, if you're having financial issues, the only time you should see the inside of a restaurant is if you're working there. His radio show reportedly has 14 million listeners each week. Most of our perceptions about being good with money involved a moralized framework that positions saving as virtuous, and by extension, spending as something to do infrequently, minimally, and attentively as possible. Overpaying for something is heresy. Debt is the gravest sin. So first of all, I think she's taking Dave Ramsey out of context, okay? He's talking about the only time where you should see the inside of a restaurant is if you're working there. It's if you're saddled with debt, okay? It's not once you're a baby step millionaire that you're able to go to a restaurant. It's if you've got no money and you're in debt, then you should do whatever possible to get yourself out of debt. So I think she's really misrepresenting his position and that of many financial planners. I'm not against spending money, right? Once you start to have money, you're no longer in debt, you can budget spending money, right? We spend money, right? You're allowed to have food. You can even budget in cornflakes, right? You don't have, I mean, you can budget in whatever you want as long as it, as long as you, what you have matches what your income coming in is, right? So if you don't have the money to purchase something, to spend money, dumping it on a credit card and paying for it in 6 months with 20% interest isn't a smart financial decision. But if you're making X and you have a budget and within that you leave room, you have a line for discretionary spending, nobody's against you spending money. Okay, so I think it comes a little bit misnomer. I think sometimes people take pot shots at the financial planning industry. And those trying to get people out of debt who do that, not just Ramsey, I do that also. I work for an organization that helps get people out of debt, that we get a bad name that, oh my God, you're not allowed to spend money. No, you're not allowed to spend money in a crazy manner if you don't have the income to support it. Or if you're saddled with hundreds of thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars of debt, you can't allow yourself to make certain purchases that are extraordinary that you don't need, right? I've been speaking to my kids about the other day, I spoke to my daughter, my youngest, about the difference between needs and wants. She wanted something. I said, well, is that something that you want to have or something that you need to have? So, her English isn't so great. She's a native Israeli speaker. So I explained to her the difference between needs and wants. And then she rolled her eyes and she went into her bed and put on her phone. And that was it of our conversation. But I digress. But the point being, that if you're stuck in debt, so you spend money on things that you need, but not on things that you necessarily want. At some point in the future, you will be able to do that. So I think the Money with Katie is missing the boat here. I think she's wrong. And a lot of people, like I say, you take shots at our industry, the financial planning industry, or those trying to help extricate people from who are being saddled with debt. It's not fair. It's not a fair position that they take. She goes on. I can't even count the number of conversations I've had in recent years with very wealthy individuals, those with net worths in the multi-millions, who now struggle to spend money on anything Because they've adopted ultra-frugal savings as a core tenet of what it means to be good, or at the very least, good with money. We've accustomed to denigrating those who blow through every cent that enters their checking account, but we rarely pathologize the person who's worth $5 million and still comparison shops for strawberries. When you believe for your entire working life that saving money is good and spending money is bad, the idea that you'll be able to abruptly throw it in reverse and spend freely upon entering retirement is not a realistic expectation. Even though you now occupy the context in which spending is sanctioned in this framework, the very thing you've been saving for, the connection between spending and responsibility is too often entrenched. So I just don't agree with her. I don't know who she's speaking to, right? But we encourage clients to spend. You're allowed to enjoy some of the money that you've spent a lifetime building and growing, right? You're allowed to do that, right? You've been given a gift to with this money. You have to be responsible, right? Maybe what she's missing is, maybe I want to speak about a spiritual element, right, to wealth, that you shouldn't necessarily, if you're given lots of money, maybe you shouldn't necessarily blow through it all on frivolous acquisitions, right? Maybe there should be a greater good that you should do with your money, use your money for, right? You're a steward of your money. Maybe you should give some of that away, right, to help people who don't have as much money, or, for small amounts of money, fund certain projects that are near and dear to your heart, which can help society. So I think she's really missing the boat here, right? There's two aspects. A, you're allowed to spend. And number two, what do you want to spend on, right? You have to be smart about spending when you're in the accumulation phase, or certainly when you're in the debt phase, right? But even when you're accumulating, you don't necessarily want to, go on trips around the world every Monday and Thursday. But you are allowed to spend as long as it's within the framework of a budget. And then number two, once you've been graced with lots of money, with wealth, maybe the object in life is not just to race your money to the grave. Think about it. Maybe it's not just to buy the latest whatever. Maybe there's a greater good, Katie. Maybe there's a greater good out there with your money, and you should certainly enjoy it. But maybe helping the downtrodden, helping society, is even a greater goal, a greater aspiration than buying the latest gadget. Think about it. We become sort of philosophical today on the show. You've been tuning in to the Aaron Katzman Show. We speak to your life, your money, and your investments. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please, please, please subscribe to both the YouTube channel and to the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you soon.